the sound could be older than 1,000 years, or as new as right now. It's the sound of a Celtic wire harp, an instrument that has not changed much over time. Renowned Celtic harpist Patrick Ball, along with fellow harp players Lisa Lynn and Aria Frankfurter, will bring the glamour of Ireland to Anchorage through music and storytelling. Patrick Ball is a riveting spoken word artist who plucks the wire strings along with his storytelling. He's reviving a tradition that has about disappeared in Ireland.
But fortunately, before they all died out, all these scholars and their students would lug around these great big wax cylinder recording devices, and they recorded all these old storytellers.
Ball spent time in Ireland learning the old stories. He is drawn to the haunting music of long ago, like this melody attributed to Ireland's last great troubadour, O'Carolan. Ball says wire harps have resonated throughout Irish history. Hundreds of years ago, Irish harpers played for kings and were lavishly honored. He says the Celtic harp was being played long before that.
These wire-strung harps are legendary instruments. We know that these harps were played at least 1,000 years ago. And the first question arises is, how did anybody make wire strings 1,000 years ago? But anybody that's gone to a museum or studied metallurgy or artistry, that kind of thing, knows that they had astonishing skill with metal.
But 2 centuries ago, use of the instrument just stopped. Some years back, Ball chanced to hear the beguiling strains of the Celtic wire harp recreated by a local man at a California fair. The sound struck something in him.
And I just happened to be at the fair. Suddenly I just heard this astonishing sound, and which nobody had heard for 200 years. And so I got one pretty shortly thereafter. And so I was able to blend the ancient wire-strung Celtic harp with the stories that I'd heard in Ireland.
Since then, he's mastered the instrument and produced 12 albums of the ancient music he loves. Former rocker bassist Lisa Lynn and Aria Frankfurter, the former progressive rock electric violinist, have joined Ball for this Alaska tour.
We'll be doing more music under the stories as he... We'll be playing while he's speaking stories. We also play together. There's a lot of instrument switching.
Lisa is a multi-instrumentalist and composer whose melodies call to mind medieval and Celtic folk music.
But I grew up playing acoustic guitar and various acoustic instruments, and I was a professional bass player before even a professional harpist. So all these skills sort of translate to our huge collection of instruments that we have at home.
She has recorded for Windham Hill and New Earth record labels and has her own production company, Lavender Sky Music. And her work in music therapy has gained her national recognition as well.
I used to be so into popular music and rock music in the 70s, and I just can't connect to what's happening so much in pop radio now. But that love of music and the love of the Renaissance is what carried us all into doing it now. And I'm actually very proud now to be sort of troubadours of the modern time, reminding people what real fingers on real strings with nothing but the air and the string sound. People are really hungry for that. It's refreshing. It's timeless.
Lisa and Aria have worked and toured together for years and have recorded an album blending their original compositions and traditional melodies. Aria started playing violin at age 3 and took it from there. He plays a number of instruments, including the harp and the unusual Swedish nyckelharpa, an instrument he discovered in Sweden while performing there.
And I was immediately enchanted. As soon as you see it, you become sort of hypnotized by its tone and by how it's played.
Classically trained Aria has 8 harp-oriented CDs and a DVD to his credit, and lends his arranging and composing skills to all kinds of musical groups, from medieval to rock. And it's that journey, from medieval to contemporary, that all 3 musicians have devoted their careers to, bringing the soothing sound of long ago to our own hectic times. I'm Ellen Lockyer.